You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
On behalf of Every Nation and Victory as well, thank you so much for being a part of our 2018. Today, we're having a series break. If next week, we're going to have our Great Faith series. It's a six-part series, of course, about faith. This Sunday naman, we're going to take a moment to have a break. Now, since tomorrow is our annual prayer and fasting, I'm very excited for that, for annual prayer and fasting. I'm very excited to believe for big things from God. That being said, we're going to take this moment to talk about a specific topic that we don't always get to talk about. Perhaps for some of us, it'll be the first time we get to talk about it. Or perhaps for some of us as well, we don't really like talking about this topic. And that is fasting. Or to be more specific, we're going to talk about biblical fasting. We're talking about what we're going to do in the next couple of days. We're talking about what is biblical fasting, why should we fast, and how can we fast. And I do understand that for some of you, just the words pa lang, parang medyo apprehensive na mo, parang fasting. Yung ganahan-ana. Perhaps for some of us, especially nga, gigantang Christmas break, di ba? Parang we've gained a lot from all the feasting that we had. I was talking to someone a few days ago, ingon siya nga, he gained 7 kilos over the break. Can you imagine that, 7 kilos? Itago natin sa pangalang Pastor Kin. Anyway, fasting, we don't always really be excited about fasting. The thought of not eating siguro scares us. Anyone here who love to eat? Padili-dili pa mo. Walay Pinoy di ganahan mo kaon. We all love to eat. Some of you, you're willing to go to Valencia just to eat. You're willing to travel, spend money and time just to buy something. But for some of you, food is life and all. You love to eat. Food is life for you, basically. But what about fasting? What about the thought of fasting? Perhaps for some of you, parang dili ko ganahan mag-fast. What is this annual prayer and fasting thing? And I want to take a moment to encourage us, church, that you know, fasting is going to be something that's really beneficial for us. Good news for everyone, fasting will not kill you. And I'm glad, look, if it's your first time to join our annual prayer and fasting, you will not die. Okay, unless if you take it to the really extreme, but fasting will not kill you. I do understand that some people fast for medical reasons, for health reasons. So if people can do that, we can do that for biblical and spiritual reasons. So we can fast. If you have your Bibles with you, can you turn them to Luke chapter 5, verses 33 to 35. We're going to talk a bit of what the Bible has to say about fasting. Verse 33 says there, "And they said to him, the disciples of John fast often and offer prayers. And so do the disciples of the Pharisees. But yours eat and drink. And Jesus said to them, can you make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days." So we're looking into the passage of Luke chapter 5. And before we dive down to what we just read a while ago, a bit of context on Luke chapter 5. Amazingly, in Luke chapter 5, Jesus did a lot of radical things. He started doing his ministry na, and in the early parts of his ministry, he's doing a lot of things that would somehow raise eyebrows for the Pharisees, for the religious leaders of their time. For the most part, in the whole chapter 5, in the first part, Jesus calls his first disciples. He calls the fishermen, sina Peter, sina James, sina John. I mean, if you're Jesus, you're going to change the world. You're going to call on men to be your apostles, to be your disciples. You'd probably want to call on someone who is famous, influential, wealthy, someone who could really help you a lot. But interestingly enough, Jesus called these fishermen to be his first disciples. Not only that, but he also took time to cleanse or to heal a leper. And lepers, in their time, their culture, a group of people who were considered outcast. You didn't want to be associated with the leper because of their disease. Because they were like cure for leprosy in their time. And also, Jesus also took time to heal another ill person, a paralytic. And what was seemingly controversial to the religious leaders was that Jesus also told the person, your sins are forgiven. And the religious leaders, the Pharisees, were like, you can't say that. Only God can forgive sins. And then Jesus, later on, called Levi to be his disciple as well. And Levi was a tax collector. Tax collectors, they were another group of people who were outcasts. And Jesus had this feast with them. He had dinner with the tax collectors and many other sinners. And the Pharisees commented, now, why does Jesus spend time with these sinners? Task ilay nila, parang, ano ginabot ni Jesus? He did a lot of radical things that was shaking up the common notions of what it means to live life for God. And in this passage in Luke chapter 5, verse 33, Jesus is once again shaking things up. He is giving a new perspective to fasting to this crowd who was asking him. In verse 33, he says there, They said to him, "The disciples of John fast." This crowd were asking something from Jesus. They fast. Now, what is fasting? To qualify lang for everyone, if you don't know what fasting is. Fasting, in a nutshell, in the general sense of the word, the abstaining of food or drink for a certain period of time. It means to not eat for a certain period of time, not forever. If you're wondering, annual period fasting nato, 5 days lang na siya, guys. It's not gonna be until December. We're not gonna fast all year round. It's only for a certain period of time, whether it's meals or water or drink or liquids. Now, Jesus said to them, before going to his response, the crowd asked Jesus, "Your disciples, they eat and drink. They don't fast. Yan naman kusog lang mong kaon." And Jesus gives them this interesting response. Parang makakalat og ulo ang response to Jesus. He said to them, "Can you make wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them?" Jesus, we ask about fasting. Anong wedding ang istorya nimo? "Can you make them fast while the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days." Now, on the onset, it seems like medyo confusing ang reply ni Jesus. But if we look at several other verses in the Bible, there's something here that will help us understand what Jesus is trying to convey. Firstly, in John chapter 3, verse 28 to 29, John the Baptist told a group of people that he was not the Messiah. He says, "Now, yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. The one who was the bride is the bridegroom." Talk about the bridegroom again. "The friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is now complete." John the Baptist refers to himself as the friend of the bridegroom, meaning he's pertaining that Christ is the bridegroom. In other words, when Jesus said a while ago, he was talking about this wedding illustration and the bridegroom, he was talking about himself. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 gives us another illustration about that. "Husbands, love your wives as Christ," okay, pertaining to Jesus, "loved the church and gave himself up for her." In other words, when Jesus talked about the wedding, he's talking about himself. Fasting is an invitation to experience more of God. We're going to unpack more what Jesus meant. But for now, this is what I want us to get, church. Jesus is changing the perspective of the people when it comes to fasting. For them, for the common people at this time in this part of their culture, fasting for them was a religious duty. Something you did, you know, parang pang chore, a task that you did, something that, you know, that, you know, that was required of you to do. But for Jesus, it was more than that. He gives this illustration about the wedding, and he says that, "I am that bridegroom, and you guys, okay, the church, will be my bride." There's this personal element na when it comes to prayer and fasting. And we're going to unpack that. So let me just share this first point. Firstly, Jesus is changing their perspective from one of duty to delight. When we talk about fasting, we don't automatically think na, man, that's going to be the most exciting thing in the world. Okay? For many of us, when we think about fasting, since it's like a duty, it's like a chore. Okay? Anyone here, you love doing chores at home? Thank you for your honesty. Okay. For many of us, we don't really like wake up in the morning and say, "Lord, chadaking adlaw, I'm gonna do my chores today. Lord, mang limpyo kog balay today. I'm so excited to post it para makita sa tanan." We don't really look forward to cleaning our houses. We don't look forward to washing the dishes. Hilta makibaway, "Ako'y hugas ana, ako'y limpyo ana." Unless sa laing balay. Pero kung imong balay, adi ko gayon mo limpyo. If another person's house, we'd love to clean, siguro. We don't really like to do chores. We don't really delight in it. Yes, we gotta do it because it's important. Mahugaw ang balay if we don't do it. But a lot of times, we don't enjoy or rejoice in it. Okay? We don't feel energized after cleaning something. But for Jesus, when we talk about fasting, for many of us, it seems like another religious duty for the next 5 days. But for Jesus, fasting can be a delight. Going back to his comment a while ago, "Can you make wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them?" Another verse, Matthew 9 verse 15, which talk about the same thing, the same account, the same story, but in a different gospel account, says here, Jesus said to them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them?" You see, fasting back then was closely associated with mourning, a time of brokenness, a time of loss, when people would be desperate. And so imagine this with me. Imagine you're in a wedding, okay? You're a guest in a wedding. Everyone here, you love going to weddings, love attending, you love eating the food after the wedding. When you go to wedding, you're in a celebratory feel, di ba? Festive, you're happy. No one goes to the wedding and mag-black ka dito, mag-hila ka, you know, mag-mourn ka, you're all sad. Makaguba ang feel sa wedding. And why is that? Because the whole point of fasting is to experience God. The reason why the disciples did not fast yet was because Jesus was with them. The whole point of fasting, church, yes, we abstain food and certain drink, but we abstain those things, but that's not the main reason. We abstain from those things because we're focusing on something else. We're setting aside eating to have more time with God. The whole point of fasting is to experience God, to hear from Him, to listen to Him, to read His Word. That's the whole point of fasting. And so for the disciples, since Jesus was with them, they didn't need to fast yet because they had access to Jesus. But when Jesus would leave, when He would go back to heaven, when He would leave the earth, then the disciples would fast. That's what He meant by then. The same thing when you talk about a wedding. When the bride walks down the aisle, she doesn't think, I have to do this because para sang chore, kailangan buhato na ako ni. She delights. There is excitement. There is anticipation. When she is walking down that aisle, when she's experiencing her wedding, there is a delight in what she is doing. The same thing with fasting. Church, we don't have to feel like, okay, it's gonna be the worst 5 days of my life. Goodbye, burger. Goodbye, lechon. Goodbye, ice cream. Goodbye, desserts. Some of you are thinking na, kailangan ka nun ako karambi, wala pa yung prayer and fasting. Okay? Okay, ito yung katawa, guilty. Okay. You don't have to feel like you're missing out. A bride, when she's in a wedding, she doesn't feel like, goodbye single days, goodbye ako mga past. She's just rejoicing the wedding. She's delighting the experience of the wedding. The same thing with us when it comes to fasting. Matthew chapter 6 verse 16 says, and when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face. Tayo, you sipin for a while, wash your face. Okay, maghugas ka ng okay, wash your face. You don't have, ang point ng Jesus Anne is that some people, when they fast in their time, they want so many people to know that they're fasting. They would look haggard, weak, tired. They put on sackcloth. Parang medyo maiksen na sila. And Jesus says, you don't have to do all these things. Look as if you're not fasting at all. Be joyful. Anoint your head. Wash your face. By the way, when you fast, you don't fast from taking a bath. You fast from food, okay? Now, verse 18 says, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. You don't have to. Fasting is not an excuse to impress people with how seemingly spiritual or religious you are. That's what fasting is. Fasting enables us to delight in the Lord because we're setting more time to be with God. And why is that? Okay, and how does fasting give us that delight? You see, fasting or biblical fasting is always coupled with prayer. Rather than eat food, we take spiritual food. We take time to read our Bibles, to pray to God. Our prayer time is our time of communicating to God. We spend time with God. Fasting is a time wherein we delight all the more with God's company. Okay, Don Whitney says, fasting can be an expression of finding our greatest pleasure and enjoyment in life from God. When you fast, you can experience deep joy and excitement because you are with God. Okay, it's kind of like when you spend time with your friends. How many of you love spending time with your friends? I don't know if you hear, you have friends. Diba? If you spend time with your friends, mag-hangout mo, like these guys, hey bro, kuyugta. Sometimes when you spend time with your friends for a long time, you forget how much time passes. I remember a few days ago, we have some of our volunteers and leaders nag-sequence. And nagdulaan sila sa coffee shop until 12 a.m. Grabe. Nakalimot na ang orasa. For some of you, when you spend time with other people, you forget to have dinner. You forget to have lunch. You forget what time it is because you're spending time with people you love. Now, how much more when we're spending time with God? We can have that delight, church. You don't have to feel that it's going to be a drag, it's going to be depressing, or you're missing out something. It can be a delight. Fasting can be a delight. Secondly, Jesus was shifting their perspective of fasting from deprivation to desire. It says here, the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days. When will they fast? When the bridegroom is taken from them, when Jesus leaves, the whole point of fasting is to experience God. to grow our desire for God, to yearn, to ache for God. That's the whole point of fasting. And a lot of times, we put so much focus on the wrong thing when it comes to fasting. We're talking about the food we missed out. We're thinking about the food we're going to eat when we break the fast. We're always talking about food because it makes us hungry not to eat. But the same thing, when going back to the wedding illustration given Jesus, when the bride walks down the aisle, she doesn't think about what she's being deprived. She doesn't think about the cost of the wedding. When she walks down the aisle, parang, yala, ang flowers, mahal ni, you know, ang catering, ang bayaran pa namo niya, you know, ala, ang DJ, asa na to siya. She doesn't think about the cost, what she's taken from her. She thinks about what's gonna happen after the wedding. She thinks about her future with the man that she's gonna be with for the rest of her life. She has that desire to look forward to with the person that she's gonna spend time with for her whole life. Basically, fasting expresses our recognition that God is our greatest need. That when we fast, yes, we may feel hungry. I remember I was working on this last night, was preparing for this, I was looking at food pictures. I got hungry. I asked my wife to make me food. Fasting, yes, it makes us hungry. But here's the thing, that hunger is to teach us that, yes, we feel hungry to physical food. And likewise, if we have that hunger in us, now we want to eat, we want to do something about that because we're physically hungry. That right there is to teach us, to remind us that may we be that hungry when it comes to God. May we be that hungry spiritually. Fasting reminds us that God should be our greatest need. John chapter 6 verse 35 says, Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. That's why Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Because man cannot live on bread alone, on physical food alone. We need spiritual food. And Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Come to me, all of you are hungry, all of you are thirsty. You'll never thirst and you'll never be hungry. Fasting helps us listen to God's direction. There are many reasons why God should be our greatest desire. There are many benefits to fasting. I'm going to share just a couple of them. Firstly, it says here, fasting helps us listen to God's direction. If you ever find yourself, you're thinking, Lord, what should I do? How can I decide, Lord God? You're asking for direction. May it be for your career, for studies. If you need to decide, get direction from God. Fasting helps us. There's this story in Acts chapter 13, verse 2. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. This time where the church was asking a direction from God, whom should they send to go to this mission field? And the Holy Spirit said to them, set apart Barnabas and Saul. You see, fasting is like, it helps us heighten our spiritual senses. It's kind of like, if you remember that old TV you have at home, kanang ma-antena nga TV pa. Kailangan ka pakon ni mo. Anak ni mo ang antena na feeling ni mo magkuputra ka the whole time para makita ang TV. Have you had those TVs before? Di ba? The same thing with us. Fasting helps us fine-tune our senses towards God. Because sometimes, because our desire for God becomes overridden with our desire for food and entertainment, when you watch too much Netflix, too much social media, when we miss out our time for God, we become dull in our senses. But fasting, since we're removing all those other stuff and setting aside more time for God, we're fine-tuning our senses to hear from God. Not just when we're asking direction, but just to hear from Him what He has to say to us. And not just that, but when we fast, we also get the benefit of seeking deliverance or protection. When you need help from God, we're in a desperate time or a desperate situation, or you just need help from God. 2 Chronicles chapter 2 talks about a time where the whole nation of Israel did a nationwide fast. It says here, after this, the Moabites and the Ammonites, and with them some of the Meunites, came against Jehoshaphat for battle. This is the king of Israel. Some men came and told Jehoshaphat, a great multitude is coming against you from Edom, from beyond the sea, and behold, they are in Hazazon Tamar. Okay, that is in Gedi. Then Jehoshaphat was afraid. If you ever find yourself in a situation where you feel like, Lord, Lord, I don't know what to do. You're in a dire situation, or you need help in a certain situation. You're ill, or a person in your family is ill. It says here, because he was afraid, and he set his face to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. And throughout the kingdom of Judah, Jehoshaphat said, magfast ang tanang guys. He proclaimed a nationwide fast, and Judah assembled to seek help from the Lord. From all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And basically, God delivered them from their problems. He didn't put their numbers. But for all of us here today, if you ever find yourself in that position, fasting gives us the grace and allows us to hear from God what He's going to do in our situation. Okay, may we fast with an attitude of desire towards God, knowing that the pleasure of food or anything pales in comparison to the pleasure of seeking God. Now, yes, when you eat food, it's nice. We all love to eat, but as we fast, may that desire in our hearts grow. Now, yes, it's nice to eat, but it's nothing compared to seeking God. It's nothing compared to hearing from God, from, you know, setting time with God. And third and not least, from desperation to devotion. When you fast, Jesus is telling them, kung before, desperation lang ang motive nato when you fast. Now, not just with desperation, but with devotion. You see, yes, in the Bible, there are many cases of people who fasted out of desperation. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 16, David fasted because his son was ill. It says here, therefore, David sought God and on behalf of the child, and David fasted and went in and lay all night on the ground. He fasted out of desperation. But here's the thing, church. We fast not just in times of desperation. For all of us here today, you're thinking, siguro, wala rin ako kailangan mo fast for the next 5 days. I don't need to join the annual prayer and fasting because everything is okay. You had a great 2018. Your 2019 looks like it's gonna be good, but even if there's nothing in your life that makes you feel desperate about, it doesn't mean that we should not fast. But on the contrary, because fasting is a spiritual discipline, because fasting means that we are devoting time for God, we are devoting ourselves to God, we fast whether we are experiencing good times or bad times. See, fasting is not an act to manipulate God. If we only fast out of desperation, out of a need, then we might feel like, Lord, nag-fast na ko, Lord. Oh. Lord, nagpakagutom ko, Lord. Here's the thing, church. Fasting is not us twisting the arm of God saying, Lord, answer my prayer. Wala ko na ikaon o 3 meals ka mga dawa, Lord. Lord, mura na akong mamatay, Lord. Fasting is not us making God feel guilty. Lord, you have to do this for me because I did this. No. Fasting is our devotion to God. We can't manipulate God. We can't say, Lord, you have to do this for me. Remember, in verse 25 of Luke 5, says here, when the bridegroom is taken away from them, then they will fast in those days. It doesn't say when something bad will happen to them, when tragedy would strike, when opposition would happen, when persecution would happen. No, it says when the bridegroom is taken from them. Again, the whole point of fasting is to experience God. Whether everything is going well with you today or everything is like a storm in your life right now, we ought to fast, church. Because fasting is an act of humility before God. Fasting says, Lord, I can feel weak in the week or in the days that I fast, but Lord, I'm going to rely on you for my strength. Fasting says, Lord, I want to depend on you for what's going to happen in my life, for what I'm praying for. But even if you don't have a dire need, fasting is an act of humility before God, an act of devotion to God. And when we fast, may we do so that we will desire more of God than the things of God. A lot of times, yes, it's good to believe big things for God. Kasi nag-believe niyo big things this year. Who's believing for a house? Who's believing for marriage this year? By all means, believe. Or if you're married now, you're believing for a baby, or you're believing for good grades, masudente, good grades. Or increase allowance. Yeah, okay yun. If you're willing for increase of those, by all means, believe. But when we fast, may it be that that's not the only reason that we fast. May it be that when we fast, we desire more of God, more than the things from God. That even if you don't automatically get what you're praying for, it doesn't happen within the prayer and fasting week, it doesn't happen within January, or even if it doesn't happen within the year, you'd still feel fulfilled because you desire God more than the things from God. Because God is our great reward, our greatest reward rather, our greatest breakthrough. We fast not so God will hear us, because He already has our attention, but so that for us to hear from God. The whole point of fasting is to experience God, to delight in God, to desire God, to devote ourselves to God. Fasting is not just a task. We can look forward to fasting. And the good thing about this annual prayer and fasting thing is that you're not doing it alone. You're with others. Tabang-tabang. I remember the first year, I went through a prayer and fasting. I'm not used to skipping meals or fasting. Good thing I had people with me to encourage me, to pray for me. That's a good thing about this prayer and fasting. You're doing it together. You're not doing it alone. We talk about how to prepare your fast. I want to be practical here for a while. We talk about what is fasting, what fasting is not. We talk about why we should fast. All the benefit is on us when we fast, church. It may not be a requirement, ang fasting, but all the benefit is for you. Now, how can we prepare for our fast? What should we do while we're fasting? Firstly, pray, of course. As we go through the prayer and fasting this week, don't just fast and you forget to pray. The whole point of fasting is that you will have more time to pray. Because if you don't pray, then we're just dieting. We're not doing biblical fasting, but we should have time to pray. Pray before you take the fast. Pray to God, Lord, what kind of fast I'm going to do. Pray to God during the fast. There will be times, I wish I could tell you, when you fast, it's going to be happy all the time. Wala kang problema. But you know, when you fast, yes, you will feel weak. Some of you, you feel irritable. Some of you, parang di mo ka think well, blurry, cloudy yung mind ninyo. Normal na sa fasting. For some of you, even if you don't fast, irritable mo, normal na ninyo. For sometimes, yeah, they say during fasting, you may have bad breath, okay? But whatever weaknesses, problems, pray to God that you will be able to go through the fasting. Not just that, commit to the fasting. Beforehand, before you do the fasting tomorrow, as you get your booklets later on, if you haven't gotten it, schedule na unsa yung fasting yun. Don't decide on the day. Di ka marag, Monday, water fast ko karon. Tuesday, water fast, pero na may libreng kaon, 1 meal na lang. At Wednesday, mag-liquid ko karon pero birthday sa akong manghod, 1 meal lang ta. Don't decide on the day. Don't have a flexible schedule of your fasting. Commit to what you put in your fasting. Okay, I know people who did that. So, ngisi na lang mo. I remember a few years ago, we had this group of people. They were really committed to fasting. Talking about commitment, we had some students who joined first time nila mag-fasting and they were in this prayer meeting. When they walked in their prayer meeting, they were so tired. Parang kapoy lang. Day one pa to or day two of fasting. They're tired. It's their first time. I could understand. And they sat down. Okay, Kuya Kapoy. Sige, but we had the prayer meeting in a while. Then before the prayer meeting started, they brought out mga hamburger, mga McDo. Sabi na ako fasting. I was like, burger, dito, french fries. Ano si fasting ninyo? Water fast, kuya. Ano ka mong burger? Okay, wala minimog water, kuya, for 1 day. They thought water fast was not drinking water for 1 day. So for 1 day, they didn't drink water. They ate all that they could, all that they wanted. They just skipped the water. So talk about commitment right there. I don't know about you, but actually skipping water is harder. Water fast is mag-water lang mo, ha? Baka mag-think mo. Okay, but the point is commit. Commit to your fast. You can do it, guys. For those of you who are first time mag-fast, you will not die. Balag ka po yun mo, gutman mo, guys. You will not die. But I do understand if you have medical condition, you're pregnant, consult your doctor first. But commit to your fast. Lastly, act on it. Don't just say, Lord, I'm gonna do it, then you break it. No, act on it. Finish the fast. You're gonna break it. We're gonna break the fast altogether on the last day, on January 11th. And you're gonna have a great time as you commit and act on your fast. So, yun ang church. How do you prepare for your fast? We pray, we commit, and we act. And may this greatly encourage you to do biblical fasting. The whole point of fasting, church, is to experience more of God. It's our benefit. I mean, what is 5 days, church? After that, sige, mag-eat all you can na ka after 5 days, nimo. Ilista ta ng kanon, ganahan nimo. It's just 5 days. And guess what? You will reap the benefits of your fasting, okay? So, yun, biblical fasting. Are you excited for fasting? I hope you're excited. I hope this helps you. If this will be your first time, you're still considering, by all means, give it a shot. You won't regret it. You can encourage your friends and family members as well to join this fasting.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorydumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.